the Army is using one of those dream materials to make the next generation of body armor. They call it sheer thickening fluid. It makes Kevlar more protective and easier to wear. Norman Wagner is working with the Army on the project at the University of Delaware.
The idea here is to be able to reduce the amount of Kevlar required to achieve the same level of performance. The person will have more mobility and will be carrying less weight. If you talk to a soldier in the field, what you'll find is they're carrying an enormous amount of weight.
Now, I want to hear a vivid description of how this liquid ends up being body armor.
The material really solidifies upon impact. So, for example, if you take an ice pick and you try to stab through the fluid, if you go slowly, you can push it through the fluid very easily. But if you stab quickly, suddenly the fluid resists the pick going through it. Similarly, when we combine this fluid with the Kevlar, we're able to work synergistically with a material like Kevlar to prevent the projectile or the ice pick from finding its way through the fabric and penetrating through it. So although this is a fluid, we're not applying it like a sunscreen or something. We're engineering it into the fabrics to get the best of both materials.
Is there a small experiment one can do at home to give you the idea of what this more exotic material does?
If you take some cornstarch in powdered form and add a small amount of water, you'll find you can stir it, but if you try to stir it too quickly, it gets very thick and molasses-like. This is a similar phenomena. Of course, the materials we have are much stronger and much finer particles, but the cornstarch water is a good example of what sheer thickening is.
What about fire or chemicals?
We're very interested in applications such as for bomb blast or IED protection, as well as for civilian use by firemen and others. We're quite hopeful that we can engineer in additional functionality into the materials to be effective there.
But so far, this material isn't that ultimate futuristic dream material that can protect one against every possible danger.
One would like to have the ultimate material that does everything, but certainly we've demonstrated something new and exciting, and I think we're only at the early stages of learning how to best exploit these properties and use them in a deployable device for use in the military or by civilians.
Professor Wagner, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
I want to bring you up to date this morning on Hurricane Katrina, which is, at the latest report, moving a little bit east of the city of New Orleans. That means that slightly weaker winds would strike the city of New Orleans, but that is by no means the end of the danger for a city that is completely surrounded by water. The storm is moving about 15 miles per hour. It's about 100 miles wide and packing winds of around 150 miles per hour. We'll keep you up to date as we learn more. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.